Beloved, I just wonder if we could look at two verses very briefly. They're verses that changed me when I was 15. And I think what we've been studying, what I got this afternoon and what we heard just now, I trust these two verses will encourage each one of us. And if we're not encouraged, I trust that we're challenged. And the first word of this verse starts with a question. And I find it hard to get the right tone. But that question, I may paraphrase a little and say, are you serious? What? And that's the reference. That's a paraphrasing of this verse. And that's in 1 Corinthians chapter 6, verse 19. The question, what? I read the rest. Know ye not that your body is the temple of the Holy Ghost which is in you, which ye have of God, and ye are not your own? For ye are bought with a price. Therefore glorify God in your body and in your spirit, which are God's. I think it speaks for itself, this verse, these verses. And I think it's really important for each one of us not to forget what has been done for us. We've heard it mentioned a couple of times that God gave his only begotten Son to die on that cross for us. He paid that price. Normally you go to a shop, you buy something, you give the man your $2 and he gives you your 3 hamburgers. You walk out with it. It's yours. You've paid the price. God, he paid the price. We're not our own. We've been bought with a price. How can we glorify God? How can we do that which is pleasing to him if we're not occupying ourselves with him and that which is pleasing to him? I've certainly been admonished by what our brother Joe said about praying and reading. Perhaps many of you are in similar situations. You all have busy lives. You need to get up early. First thing we need to do is maybe grab a little bit of food for champions, but the earthly kind. And then we jump on that train or jump in the car and we get out of there. But we need to give that time to God. We need to make sure that everything we are doing brings glory and honor to him. We need to prepare ourselves for that which is coming. We need to be standing for the truth, standing for that which he has brought us into, this wonderful and blessed relationship we have with him. He's coming soon. He's coming to take his people to be with him. That question, beginning of these verses, can we all answer it with, yes, I know, he is my Savior? And if we can we then answer with, yes, I'm doing what I can for him. I'm seeking to serve him until he comes. We know that we don't know when he's coming. We know it's uncertain. It could be any moment now. But until then, I trust that each one of us realizes that unknown moment is coming. And when he comes to take us, it's too late. So make sure you're ready. And then when he does come, make sure you're doing something which will bring glory and honor to him. You wouldn't want him to come when you're in a pub or a club. You wouldn't want him to come when you're doing something you know you shouldn't be doing. So let's try harder. I need to myself, and perhaps you do as well. Try harder to do those things which are pleasing to him. And it starts with eating and drinking the right things. Getting from the source from which you'll never thirst and you'll never hunger. And that it may be so that we are found as good and faithful servants, and as our brother Alfred started, that we are truly his beloved.